on the islands of Japan. He was sent off to Manchuria. That's how this tale began. For his next assignment in the diplomatic corps was far off Lithuania and the European war. My grandfather was from Krakow. The Nazis came, he fled. He took his family to Vilnius so they might not end up dead. But the panzers were advancing. He knew they had to go, but he had to have a visa, and all the embassies said no. There was only one final possibility. The last consulate left open, the Third Reich's Asian ally. There in Lithuania, there was no time to lose. They came asking for a visa, thousands of Polish Jews. The diplomat called Tokyo, can I grant them this reprieve? Three times he got his answer, tell them all to leave. He looked into their eyes, talked to his family. He and his wife decided, we must set these people free. Although I never met him, when all is said and done, I am Sugihara's son. Disobeying orders that they knew to be wrong, Senpo and Yukiko started writing all day long. A month's worth of visas in every 20-hour day. Senpo and Yukiko could turn no refugee away. Word came from the Empire, it's time to turn it in. You're closing down your consulate and moving to Berlin. They knew they did the right thing, of this they had no doubt. They threw visas through the window as their train pulled out. Although I never met him, when all is said and done, I am Sugihara's son. My grandfather crossed Siberia for five times the normal cost, fearing for the future with every minute lost. He got the ferry to Kobe, then to occupied Shanghai. There he spent the war years while back home his people died. Sugihara-san did not seek praise from anyone. When he died, the paper said his neighbors knew not what he'd done. But there are 40,000 people living lives today. Without Senpo Sugihara, I'd not be here now to say. Although I never met him, when all is said and done, I am Sugihara's son.